Hi everybody, this is Terry Laundry. We're starting our T3 observations for the 25th of April 2010. And our first chart is going to be the advanced decline oscillator, which is below here. And it just shows the green advanced decline line, which is persistently strong. It has the advanced decline oscillator. And previously we had discussed the fact that to get a buy point, you had to go down to the zero line, and despite my belief that we should be going down to the zero line, every time it goes down, it seems to want to pull away to the upside. And the suggestion there is that the market is actually going up to the May 20th top of the third bullish T. However, it's entirely possible it's going up to the August 26th long-term top. And that evidence comes from the fact that the new highs on the New York Stock Exchange, the 52-week new highs, which means that there was is 700. That means that 700 stocks have made new 52-week highs, that is, over the last year. And I also made comments on my Saturday update for Friday's data that you get the arms ratio is running high. For the last 3 days, 1.72 in the table, lower left, 1.3, 1.24. And that is a sign that you're going into an oversold condition, and yet this is occurring while the market is rallying. So I did receive a couple of comments in addition Jim wrote, Terry, after reading your T3 update of April 21st, expectations are correct. There was a 13-week cycle low due April 29th to May 5th, so that might be the time frame for the sharp drop you're expecting with going down to the zero line. Well, I'm not sure that I'm right. I seem to be fighting a battle of a which we discussed a couple of weeks ago with the big short covering rally, and all the people that were mispositioned were starting to clamor on board, and which is producing a buying stampede. And so I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to get it, but I have to deal with that problem, because these problems show up all the time, where you're looking for a time, you're looking for many of the theories that relate to timing are based on dates, but they don't know what the level is. What we're having is a buying stampede running up to either May 20th or August 26th, which is much stronger than would be expected. It's always true that you will have the correction, but you're not too sure where it's going to come. That causes problems. But in any case, there's right now, I would say that the way to handle that is to go back to my T-Theory Foundation update, which is the link is above this at the beginning of the chart, and say, did you make a new T? The other approach is to scale in, which I'll talk about later on. Buying little bits and pieces is to try to get aboard the trend, and as long as you've got things that you can sell for your cash equivalents, that you can raise money when you get to May 20th or thereabouts, and you can do money management things, which will be the third topic for today. Relative to the to the analysis, we did do a analysis that concluded that the end of March, early April was correct for a rally that would go into May 20th, but still there is no, you can say that's correct, but all of that is a consolidation. Personally, I think that all you're going to do is get a consolidation before you go into May 20th. And there is evidence that if there's a buying stampede into May 20th or thereabouts, although you do have a correction, it's not the kind of correction that is particularly important relative to the long-range T's that go up to the August 26th. What happens is that if you rally explosively into, in other words, the stampede occurs at the right end of the T, which is quite different than if you go back to the March low of last year, you see what you had is you had a buying stampede, and then the thing gradually ran out of steam. And that's normally what happens, is you make your big gains at the center post of the T. In this one, the center post of the T has a rather sideways trading range, and now you're going into a stampede into the end date, presumably. And those kind of T's don't usually give you any kind of a problem. What they do is they get very overbought by the time you reach the right end date, and then you have a sharp reaction of 4 or 5 days, but then it starts to stabilize, and the stampede, which came in late, then continues off in another T. And for that reason, I think that I'm getting run over by the short covering episode of discussed a couple of weeks ago, and I'm having a lot of problems in getting down to the zero line. So I have to sort of correct that. What happens is you find out that when your projections are seem to have some significance in time, but they're not getting the magnitude right, you have to make some adjustments on what you're going to do as far as money management is concerned. That's my main reason to talk about these things. So we're going to have to deal with that. And but generally speaking, if you can cut the if you go back to the foundation site where we're using the volume oscillator, which is more sensitive, it has not broken out to form a new T. It has a descending tops pattern. If you break that out, you definitely go in. There definitely is a run going into an explosive run, or the forecast is you're definitely making a charge into the May 20th top date, and you know that's going to be significant. If it doesn't do it, it's possible that there's going to be a correction down to the zero line. However, I think that Jim's comments on the you know it's the end of the month, early May fits in my other stuff, and so there's something in there too. So you have to mash this stuff all up and come up with something that makes sense for you. Now, a couple other comments that I got that were relative to this, or somewhat not particularly related to this, but they're interesting to talk about, was possibilities of hyperinflation because the government is going into debt. They've got the medical care is going to be a big thing. You've got the war in Afghanistan. You've got the war in Iraq. You've got the fact that the consumer is tapped out, and so the deficit is going to get big, and you're going to have hyperinflation. Maybe you're going to have hyperinflation. So what do you do about that? Well, I don't believe there's any hyperinflation in the usual sense, because the 40-year cycle says you're going into a deflationary period, which is like the 30s, which is just the opposite case. However, to answer that question, or a partial answer to that question, is we have a bullish forecast for gold. And but I don't believe that but that's an independent entity. That's pure T-theory. It says that it went down for 20 years into 2001, and it's going to go up to 2020. And I have made that a regular feature of the, you know, we go through a cycle here of about a month, and you know, in a couple of weeks I'll get around to talking about the gold. But if you're worried about hyperinflation, then that's there's 2 points I want to make if you worry about hyperinflation. There's one of them, there's no evidence of hyperinflation because interest rates are being held down, and they have been ever since we saw that 40-year cycle top out in the first in the year 2000 and the year 2007. It turns out in order to get the economy going, they have to keep interest rates down low, and the claim of the 40-year cycle is the economy is never going to really get going to the way that you would like to have it going, and so that interest rates are always going to be staying low, so there is no hyperinflation. There's more things like credit defaults are the kind of problems you worry about. So I would say that to answer that question, I don't think you want to be focusing too much on hyperinflation, but you could put the gold into a defensive category, and we'll discuss that at some time. The gold is doing just fine. It appears to have, just as a commentary, it has completed a correction, which is a rest period. It's beginning to turn up, and I don't think it's going to top until we get into the August 26th type time period. And at that point, if you look at gold, it's completely irrational. You know, it spends all this time making a correction, and then it's coming up leisurely, insanely, and then all of a sudden it takes off, and For some reason, people go crazy on it, and it turns out that that's where you make all your money, into the crazy phase. Okay, So I would just say that if you ever worry about anything that's hyperinflation or deflation or any of the other abnormalities, I just say that you have to pay attention to that and you put it into it. Now, later on in the third part, I'm going to talk about the best bond strategy, which is a strategy that, which switches between government bonds and so-called junk bonds and so forth. But there's room for that to have some gold in it too, and that's what we do in our program. We just some of that, and there's also you can make a little bit of room for the growth stocks as well. And you're always better off to go with this. Strategy that's kind of diversified, but it kind of leans into conservative areas, and it's not too much into equities because the history of equities isn't that great on the 40-year cycle. So they had a little burst, but that should be a smaller quantity. Let's see if I have. I have a question from Ray on the potential for an S&P 500 top at the 1217 level. One of the things that you got a problem here now is that's really the same thing as saying is the volume oscillator going to break through its cash buildup line, which it's in the chart that I posted on Saturday for Friday's close. We'll be watching that next week, and so that's kind of where the answer is going to come to is the 1217 level top. The big problem, though, is that the new highs list on the New York 52-week highs list on the New York Exchange is at 700, a little over 700, and those numbers are really big. And funny thing is that you would think that somehow or other you're going to have some kind of a build-up in momentum. I don't think it's necessarily going to occur in this T here because we keep running against the red upper envelope level. So it kind of looks that way. But I would say if the oscillator breaks out, the market might try to accelerate it to May 20th. If it continues, if you get some of those signals, what I'm saying is that when you get to the May 20th, you're going to see a sharp reaction of some 5 to 7 days, then a stabilization, then you're going up to August. That's counter to the Arch Crawford forecast. So we discussed that before about having a big thing. It's also counter to the 07 top pattern, where you were going up towards what was eventually became the October 07 top, which was forecast by the advanced decline T to be in September. But you had a dip, sharp dip before it, and then you came up and made a token new high. I would suspect that if the thing plays out to be too very, very strong, what's going to happen is that you're not going to get that sharp dip. You're going to get a dip that looks a little scary for 5 to 7 days. But then this, whoever's buying this market is going to take that as a buy signal, and they're going to turn it and they're going to run it up into August. So that's basically the modification of the strategy that I'd have, is that they're going to go through all this time stuff, okay, but there's something building, which is a rush to equities. And, when you talk about hyperinflation, and what people want to do is they want to get out of money, sometimes the inflation, you can make a perfectly plausible interpretation of a bull market in common stocks as inflation applied to equities. In other words, sometimes people don't want to buy gold, or they don't want to buy real estate. Real estate's kind of out of the picture now. So what they do is they put the money, they get the money into equities as the way to escape the problem they see for the currency. So it doesn't sound rational because they're in equities and they still got the problems, but sometimes you can make a lot of sense out of the market when you consider inflation. To give you a good example of that, during the great bull market for gold going into 1980 from the 70s, people were worried about it. That was an inflation type thing. And then when we started in 82, what happened is that you went into a massive inflation for equities that's lasted 16 to 20 years, and longer if you go to 07. So sometimes when you say inflation, things are bad in the monetary area, you're going to get inflation. You don't know whether it's stock prices that are going to inflate, gold is going to inflate, or bonds yields are going to inflate. Any of those possibilities exist. And so, you know, it's entirely possible that we're going to have an inflation, but it's not the kind of inflation that the questioner asked about. It's just going into August 26th because they want to get out of dollars, and for some reason that they think that equities are the right place to go, and that was triggered by this massive selling about a short covering rally that we saw before that had it went to levels not seen since the early March time period. So it's sort of like you had this big shot in the market in early March, which kicked off this bull market. Now we're seeing an early shot, and does that mean that common stocks are going to be the inflation story? You have to be a little bit more flexible on that. But anyway, we got plenty of time to cover all this stuff. I just wanted to point that out. And okay, so I think that's probably all, you know, to be answered when we get back into the T-Theory Foundation site. Somebody said, how do I get to the T-Theory Foundation? We're supposed to read the stuff at the top. Gives all the links up there. Instead of just jumping down to listen to the latest thing, you have to go up and figure all that stuff out. Okay, so that's it for now. And then we're going to turn on to the T-Theory Confidence Indicator versus the Barron's Confidence Index, which is in the next chart. Bye-bye.